The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to B-Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday. Oh, yeah. Taryn and Danny are jumping enough for Steve and I.
I'm vibing.
We're vibing a little here and there.
I'm at like the faded part of a party where I can't stand.
Yeah.
I can just bob my head.
Or you're just too drunk that that's all you can do. You're afraid to stand up because you might fall down.
You're 100%. You're a good head bobber.
That's all I know how to do. It's that bald head, man. Brings a lot of tension to it.
Yeah. It really does. Thank especially you. When the light shines on it or the sun.
It's like I'm an angel in this room, isn't it?
I would not go that far. Let's get to Leah from Bothell. Leah, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Leah has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
According to the popular Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, what are the snowman's eyes made out of?
Coal?
Yes. Where did the Seattle Supersonics relocate to?
Tacoma, Oregon.
No.
Spokane.
No. What kind of word reads the same backwards and forwards?
Palindrome.
Yes. The first Austin Powers movie was titled International Man of What?
Mystery.
Yes. What band has the hit songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
Oh, System of a Down, obviously.
Yes. What female talk show host recently got diagnosed with aphasia and dementia?
Jada Pinkett Smith?
No.
Pass.
What is the main ingredient particular to a dish when it's described as Florentine?
Oh, cheese?
No.
Pass.
What makeup brand used the slogan easy, breezy, beautiful?
CoverGirl.
Yes. The wombat is a burrowing animal native to which continent?
Australia.
Yes. What is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Snakes.
Yes. What female talk show host recently got diagnosed with aphasia and dementia?
Tyra Banks.
No. You got 7 correct, though, Leah.
Ooh.
And earlier this morning, 7 beat Steve.
It did.
Yes. So
Don't jinx it.
Okay. I won't say anything. I won't say anything at all. I don't have faith in you at all, Leah.
I feel bad.
Steve is going to win.
Wow. Steve just walked in here like he was walking into the wrestling ring.
He did with a cup of coffee.
A swagger.
My spandex are on. Glad you guys noticed.
I don't know if I like it, but are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Brother.
According to the popular Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, what are the snowman's eyes made out of?
Coal.
Yes. Where did the Seattle Supersonics relocate to?
We don't talk about that.
I'm so sorry.
Oklahoma City.
Yes. What kind of word reads the same backwards and forwards?
Bob.
No.
Mammogram.
I know what you're doing. No.
Pass.
The first Austin Powers movie was titled International Man of What?
Mystery?
Yes. What band has the hit songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
Wake up. System of a Down.
Yes. What female talk show host recently got diagnosed with aphasia and dementia?
Wendy Williams.
Yes. Yeah. What is the main ingredient particular to a dish when it is described as Florentine?
Eggs.
No.
Oh.
You are so confident.
Eggs Florentine. Burgers.
No.
Meat.
No. What makeup brand used the slogan easy, breezy, beautiful?
Ovaltine.
No.
Maybelline?
No.
Oil of Olay.
No.
Man.
Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5. Oh. Leah, you win.
Thank you so much, Steve, for completing my bucket list.
Oh! That's awesome. What else is on your bucket list?
Well, after I saw Metallica, the next thing I needed to do was beat Migs, of course.
Yes!
I love it.
I don't like losing, but I actually don't mind it for this situation. That's pretty badass.
And honestly, I'm more excited now than I was when I saw Metallica. They didn't even do that good. So, cool. That's awesome. I need to write it on my calendar. Thank you so much.
Well, just like Lars Ulrich, sometimes I have a bad day.
One that she did know, the kind of word that reads the same backwards and forwards, palindrome.
Ah, palindrome.
Mm-hmm. What is with your eggs, Florentine? Do you know anything else?
Is it spinach?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So spinach, Florentine?
Yeah. So anything that has like a bed of spinach, that's why.
That's Florentine.
Florentine. So your eggs, Florentine, probably is eggs on a bed of spinach.
So Popeye got strong with a can of Florentine.
Pretty much.
If you want to say that, you can. And one, of course, that Leah did get right. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Cover girl.
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
It's one of the most famous slogans in the history of slogans.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Ask your wife. Ask Tatum. Tatum will probably even know.
Ask anyone other than Migs.
Congratulations on losing, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ultimate Classic Rock just put out a list of the top glam metal songs. And it is worth mentioning that they did not include Van Halen or Guns N' Roses because they consider them to be traditional rock.
Yeah, I think they fell under the umbrella of being in that world because they were popular in the late 80s and glam metal and hair metal was everywhere. But I would agree that Guns N' Roses was not, like a hair metal band or a glam metal band.
No, but these are the top five. We will start with number one.
I kind of would put them in the same category as Guns N' Roses and what's the other band again?
Guns N' Roses and Van Halen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really view them as a glam metal band either. I think they're kind of just like a rock band.
I agree with you.
But I guess they're shades of gray, man.
How do you feel about number two on this list?
Oh, yeah. This just makes me think about the Seahawks. Right before kickoff, they start kickstart my heart, and I always get so fired up. I'm like, let's. And I also kind of chuckle because I'm like, I'm pretty sure every single player that's on that team right now has no idea what song this is.
Because they're all 25.
Right.
Do you start humping like that every time you hear it, too? Okay, cool.
That's why I'm not allowed in Lumen Field anymore. Like, dude, we see you. We've told you many times to stop humping the air when we play that song.
Ultimate Classic Rock released their list of top glam metal songs. This is number three.
Were you much of a hair metal person?
Can I tell you my rat story?
Please.
Steve Migs, when I was in middle school, I had a rat shirt that was long sleeve. I cut all the way down both sleeves and then put safety pins to hold it together. I was very edgy. I was very glam metal in middle school.
It's like part punk rock, but for a glam metal band.
Yeah, there's photo evidence somewhere, and it's very embarrassing.
I always loved that song, and I remember being excited. I think it was when we got to play the new originals. I think Ryan Castle just mentioned it. Like, we played at a casino with Rat. Well, not with Rat. Steven from Rat, the one member. And I was so fired up. I'm like, this is going to be so much fun. Like, will I get to have a conversation with him? I don't know what I would talk to him about. But like, probably tell him about my friend who had safety pins down her shirt. And they could not be... They were like so not helpful to us as a band. They were like, they're like, you guys can't even be in the backstage area. Like, finish your set and get the F out of the base.
They big timed you.
Yes. It was just like, you can't be back here. And I was like, what in the hell is going on here?
I'm going to go home and burn my rat shirt.
Do you still have it?
I have no idea where it ended up. Probably some vintage store.
But I would always like, I would have put like Cinderella ahead of, I always felt like they were a better hair metal band. I always put those two kind of together. I don't know why. Maybe they just had similar way of teasing their hair.
This is the list of top five top glam metal songs as Ultimate Classic Rock considers them to be. She says we gotta hold on to what
we've got. It doesn't make a difference. Steve does not look impressed.
See, these are like, I don't know. I don't dislike Bon Jovi. And this is one of the many stupid things that are coming out of my mouth, but maybe like the dumbest one. I feel like they were like too serious to be a hair metal band.
I mean, they had hair and they played metal.
Yeah, the Ramones had hair too. I wouldn't call them hair metal. You know what I mean? Like they were a rock band, and I know that they were around during that time, but I just feel like when I think of hair metal, I just think of more of like just like Poison.
A little more edgy.
I don't know if edgy, more ridiculous.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, how do you feel about number 5 on this list that Ultimate Classic Rock put together of the top glam metal songs? I'm always
working, see, now we're talking.
Honestly, I would love to go back and watch Rock of Love and Rock of Love Bus. There was nothing more entertaining than a competition where the prize is Bret Michaels.
I couldn't agree more.
It was nothing but a good time?
It was nothing but a good time.
All those ladies talk dirty to him.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the greatest reality shows of all time. I mean, I don't know if you could redo it. Well, hell, Mike Tyson was able to fight a match at 58 years old. Might as well throw Bret Michaels. And they have the Golden Bachelor. The Golden Bachelor should be Bret Michaels from Poison.
Oh, my gosh.
The Golden Rock of Love.
The Golden Rock of Love.
He is of a certain age now.
Yes. But that was so much fun to watch because all these girls were definitely like straight out of the 80s with how they dressed and how they acted. They were all full on. Groupies.
Yes.
And they were full of drama. Do you remember what he would do anytime there was drama on the show?
Remind me.
He would get his roadie buddy, whoever was like the
yeah.
And he'd be like, handle this. And I always thought that was the funniest part. It's like Bret just wanted to make out with all the girls and hook up with them. But when it actually led to like heartfelt conversations or some kind of moment of drama amongst the girls, he's like, I ain't got time for that. I'm Bret Michaels. Mm-mm. Roadie guy, handle this. It was so great.
The Daily Migs.
Our kids are just endless sources of entertainment, usually yes. making us laugh. But yesterday, your daughter Tatum apparently did something that freaked your wife out.
Yeah, I went to the gym. I came back, and Tatum had this look of just like, okay, we're in the middle of a mission, Dad, and I need your help. Like, when I walk through the door, and she grabs my hand, I'm like, okay, what's about to happen? She's like, Dad, I need you to save a spider. And she's smiling big, and she has a... Strange. She has a stuffed spider. So I thought for sure that this was going to be one of those situations where it was like just one of her quote-unquote stuffies, and she was going to take me up, and there's this big-ass spider, and it's like, oh, you got me. And I'm like, a real one or like a fake one? She's like, a real one. And I'm like, all right, how's Mom doing? She's like, Mom doesn't want anything to do with this.
Mom's standing on the counter.
Right, she's
in
like,
fear.
Mom wants to kill it. I want to save it. And I'm like, oh, I bet Mom wants to kill it. She wants me to kill it. So this is like a whole—I used to come back from the gym— before we had a kid, and if there was a spider, Sid would also be doing the same thing, grab me by the hand and say, go kill this thing. So now I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. So I pull out my phone, of course, as I'm walking to the bathroom to get, like, you know, expert analysis from little Tatum, and this is how it went.
Safe.
All right, so what are we going to do?
So first he has to go in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
He has to see this thing. It's crazy.
It's crazy?
Yes, like,
we have
eyes.
So show me where it is.
Over there.
All right, now I walk in, and I'm, you know, Sid's already not in the other room. She's not even, like, anywhere near this thing because she's freaking out. And this is a big-ass spider. Like, I honestly was like, I don't really feel like getting anywhere near this, but I can't show fear to my child who's, like, all excited about this. So I have to, like, kind of act like as if this is no big deal.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's not like a tarantula, but it's a big-ass spider.
Sure.
That would have been funny if it was you just drunk in the bathroom.
Kill it.
Whole different tarantula. All right.
Is that the spider?
Yeah.
And you want me to save it?
Yeah.
And what are we going to do with it?
Put it in the spider house.
Where's that?
It's outside.
Okay.
Like I'm a dummy.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad.
Now, mind you, the spider house is just a lump of dirt in a bed of rocks in our backyard. It's such an eyesore. And I hate looking at this thing, but it's so cute. Like she built this dirt house for spiders.
Remember?
Did Mommy want to save it?
No, but the mom says maybe Dad could
do
it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Look how big this thing is.
It's massive. This is a really big spider.
And then she just walks off. I'm like, what kind of assistant are you? She just leaves to go tell Mom everything that's going on as I'm standing on a toilet trying to get this thing with a plastic cup and a piece of paper.
She's obviously the manager of the home, so she delegated, and now she's moving on to her next task.
Off to her next project. I do give her props. She had the back door open and ready to go so I could walk out quickly and put the spider outside.
What was your technique for trapping the spider?
Plastic cup, boom, on the wall, and then slide that paper in, baby.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Textbook.
And then I'm an idiot, though. I'm like, I wonder if this is going to suffocate the spider. We have to hurry this up. Meanwhile, I'm like, this thing is not going to, like, there's, like, plenty of air pockets coming from the paper. And I'm, like, freaking out that I'm going to now kill the spider and traumatize my poor child.
I love that she's turned you into a little bleeding heart spider guy.
Oh, but Sid hates this. She even says, I hate that our daughter loves spiders so much.
Why
I
did,
hate that she loves them that much.
Why does she have a spider stuffy?
Because it was at the store, duh.
Why not?
They had them at the pet, at the vet. The vet that we take our dogs to, they have like a little wall of stuffed animals for some reason.
Aww.
Are they dog toys?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Oh, gosh.
But for Tatum, they're stuffies.
Oh, my God.
You're probably right. They are dog toys.
So now how long is the spider still in the spider house?
I mean, it went right into the dirt. It seemed very appreciative that I saved it.
And can you show me? Well, I mean, I guess in like compared to like the size of a quarter, how big was the spider?
Oh, it was bigger than a quarter.
Whoa!
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, it was probably like a half dollar. It wasn't like it was massive to us in our house, but like it wasn't like anything awful like that.
I just like that she has such a good heart.
I know. And it drives my wife crazy because all she wants is this damn thing dead. And she's like, I never thought I'd be in a house where we're saving spiders.
You know what's the other funny thing? That like my husband is your wife. He's a huge spider wimp, so I'm the one that has to deal with the spiders.
Really?
And even yesterday, Barrett was like, Mom, there's a huge spider in the stairway. And there was, and I had to deal with it.
So does everybody have one member of the household is the spider wimp? Danny, is it you? It's you, probably.
Oh, it's me, 100%.
Yeah. Linda probably just takes him and just eats him. He's like, yeah.
No, she runs in the other room and hides.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
So you're both scared of spiders?
No, I'm not. No, I'm the one that takes care of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the one that takes care of them. She is so scared. Like, she will call me when I'm like out of town and be like, I don't know what to do. There's a spider in the bathroom. And I'm like, well, you kill it. And she's like, I'm just not going to go in there and hope it goes away.
I'm going to close the door and hope it's still there. There have been times where I've come back and I'm always like, there's a spider in the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I've been gone. And she's like, I saw it when you left. I'm like, I've been gone for like an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Is it still there? She's like, I don't know. And I go up there and of course it's not. Yeah. So is it you or George?
This is a shock, but it's George.
George is scared of spiders.
Yes. Hates them. Yeah, isn't that embarrassing? We all thought it'd be me. So I have to kill them. But sometimes we have high ceilings, so sometimes I can't. So I'm like, babe, you're taller than me. You got to take this.
That's when you get the vacuum with the vacuum hose and you suck it down.
No. He can face the fear, okay?
Do love the sex. Tatum is a future manager. Hey, you take care of this, and then walks away.
I love it.
Pretty much.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, you need to finish this sentence for us. I really wish my kid wasn't into blank. What is something that your kid is into that you just can't stand?
All because my daughter's into spiders and my wife cannot stand it.
Or what was something that you were into as a kid that your parents hated? 206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, is your daughter much of an athlete?
She can hold her own, you guys, but her freshman year, she was in junior high. And she just decided to play a sport every season. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Well, she chose basketball. And even though we have a basketball hoop out in front of our house, she never really played. She didn't know any of the rules. She didn't know anything. And I was horrified. Well, we were both kind of shocked, but she made the team. And then when I went to the games, it was the most painful, horrible experience of my life. I wish I had a bottle of vodka with me because it was bad.
Katie, was everybody on the team bad? Like, is that once you watch them, you're like, oh, I now get why she made. Or do you think the team just wanted your money?
I just think they wanted a really cute little bench warmer.
You know, hey, so everybody has a role on the team.
I guess. I mean, she was friends with all the basketball players.
Katie, it's
but,
so...
Yeah, but...
It's funny. I was like that. That was me with baseball. I was terrible. I know my parents hated it. The day I remember telling my mom, it was mid-season. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to go there anymore. She's like, you don't want to play baseball anymore? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know that you guys paid. She's like, that's totally fine. I never see my parents more happy when I quit playing baseball.
Yeah, it was. I was so glad when that season was done and track season came back because I don't mind being outside, but holy God.
You rock, Katie.
Scott from Federal
holy
Way.
Holy God.
Scott from Federal Way. This is your stepdaughter who's into something a little weird. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know if you're ready for this, but my stepdaughter's into those bad boys, right? And
bad boys.
So her brother went to prison for like 2 years, and one of his cellmates asked for our daughter's number, So ever since then, for the last 4 years, she likes to date prisoners.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I don't feel so bad for having to watch Paw Patrol toys on YouTube now.
Wait, is this Sarah's dad?
No.
So are these? So these are not like people that are out of prison. These are people that are still in prison.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Wait, and not just that, but murderers.
Oh my goodness. How many are they pen pals? Are they their phone buddies? Like how many guys is she talking?
Phone buddies.
They're what?
Yeah. Phone buddies. One of them is in the new one is in Tennessee. And they're like, I guess they smuggle phones in, and yeah, they talk 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Oh, so it's not even like you're getting a call. It's not like you're receiving a collect call from the Genesee prison.
No. Just,
wow.
No, I'm guessing they put it in their prison wallet and bring it on in.
Oh, boy.
Their prison wallet.
Right. Yeah, I'm very happy that. Granted, my daughter's four. She's not going to be talking to any prisoners.
She's
anymore.
Not in a prisoners
yet. Not yet. Luckily, Marshall and Chase are not behind bars. Otherwise, things would get kind of weird. I think in our household.
The Daily Migs Show.